Saffron.
I thought we were going to do jokes.
Okay, films featuring smoking could be slapped with an 18 certificate to stop children being encouraged to take up the habit. Movies that would get an 18 certificate include Pirates of the Caribbean, Men in Black, Alice in Wonderland, and the 101 Dalmatians. Good idea or bad idea?
I think it's a good idea because for years I've been scared crapless by Alice in Wonderland anyway, and I think it should be labelled with an 18.
Well, Alice in Wonderland.
Does that include Reefer Madness?
Yeah. But also Lord of the Rings, isn't that, that's got him smoking pot at the beginning.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is it really?
Good old what's his name? Beardy. Gay one.
Gandalf.
All the films where they're smoking pipes, like, you know, Sherlock Holmes films. And, you know,
well, that's their way of getting rid of old copyrights, I suppose.
But what about all the old film noir classics?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where would you be without a cigarette in a film
noir? What about the fact, like, for example, take a film like Snow White that I've watched recently, right? Okay, it hasn't got smoking in it, but it's got murder in it, and that's not going to be given an 18 certificate. Surely that's the greater of two evils.
Yeah, yeah.
And poisoning.
Yes, and poisoning, and
well, when I think of lying. Lord of the Rings, when I first saw Lord of the Rings, it had a 12 certificate. And the amount of violence in it is horrific, I think. And the blood and the visual images, it was only given that certificate to get the money in for
no
the kids.
No child's going
to
go out and become an orc. Yeah, like what child is going to see Cruella de Vil and think, I want to be that person. I'm going to smoke. I might become it one day.
Yeah.
Maybe. Dream girl. So what are we saying to this?
I think basically it sort of has a ludicrous side to it.
The argument is it would be ridiculous, for example, if Harry Potter started to take up cigarettes, says a spokeswoman. I think it's more ridiculous that he's casting spells on everyone. More dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I think the alcohol's effect is the worst side of it, actually. Actually, I'd rather my kids have got smoking than the occult.
but following on that theme, I mean, it is quite an interesting one with society, the way that smokers have been targeted. Because though I have no sympathy for smokers, the way that it's happened over the last year or so, where they've been, you know, they've been pushed to certain parts of restaurants and pubs and then kicked out the door. Mm. And whatever protests they've had has been ignored, and if they can get away with that with smokers, I mean, what's next?
Yeah, you know, it's like the 1950s segregation all over again.
They're sheep to take up smoking, and they should be treated like sheep.
No, they shouldn't.
No,
it does actually cause horrific illnesses.
It's a free choice that they've made.
But is that justification for pushing in these laws so quickly?
Well, exactly, because no, this whole...
You can't do it gradually, you do it gradually.
Yeah. But these people who are really, really hooked, I mean, they're hooked. Yeah, they can't. I mean, they can't necessarily help it in the short term to sort of get rid of this habit.
No, but what they're doing is just pushing them outside into the open rather than indoors, aren't they?
I think
that's where all the damage is to other people who don't smoke.
Yeah. When I go to like a pub or a gig or anything, it's nice now to walk in and not to
and
be
not
really
come out stinking of smoke.
That's true.
Apparently, there's quite a lot of musicians that obviously played in smoky pubs all the time and never smoked a cigarette. But still
Roy Castle would reckon that his lung cancer was down to playing in clubs and smoking.
Yeah, but if you say smoking is harmful, what about drinking? I mean, the effect of drink, I think they should make drinkers stand outside as well. That's where the trouble happens. Yeah.
Well, apparently they're trying to make all the prices of especially
alcopops really high now.
They're
bringing down, they're making sure that supermarkets don't...
Well, they'll end up smoking, drinking methylated spirits. They get their drink from the hardware store.
Actually, people of this generation, when we talk about methylated spirits, when I was younger, I remember methylated spirits with that sort of strange vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
We just saw a film it was by James Mason, going back 40 years, called The London No One Knows. Haven't you heard of that?
What? Is it about bars down by the river? And things like that, by the Thames?
Yeah,
because I knew somebody went to a bar down there, and they were all drinking purple liquid.
Yeah, we actually showed you people drinking meth on the film.
Right.
And on the certificate, it said PV certificate has one scene of men drinking methylated spirits. Actually, on the certificate of the film. It's a fantastic view of old London.
Saffron Planet, making sense of it all.
Story in the papers last week where it's now cheaper to spend a night on drugs cocaine and had a line of cocaine than to be drinking. It costs under £1 to have a line of cocaine.
What you're saying is the government should put in cocaine tax, make it a bit more expensive.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have put that stuff in tax on it.
I think they should put a charge on anyone wanting to leave their house.
I think quite legitimate and harmless fun should be taxed as well.
Yeah,
as well as the harmful stuff.
That should be toll booths on people's front gates.
Yeah. No, it's chip them, right? Every time they walk out the gate, it just reads it. Yeah.
Like an Oyster card in your body.
Someone will be listening to this 50 years ahead and thinking, well, it's all happened. I'm feel nostalgic for that.
They were obviously
swallow an Oyster card, it would just like sense it and you'd be able to go through.
I don't know.
It'll be embedded under the skin eventually, no doubt.
Well, I lost out on not tapping out, and it's horrible. My money's spent.
Oh, yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, in 5 minutes, there'll be a helicopter coming because someone's listening to us.
All I can say to that is help the paranoids are after me.
I've never had an Oyster card.
You never had an Oyster card?
I don't like oysters.
You haven't lived. I feel all London-y because I have an Oyster card. Yeah. It's the only London.
You either have an Oyster card or a bicycle.
Either or. Either or.
Talk about bicycles. There's a story about David Cameron.
David Cameron has got in trouble for ignoring red lights and going up a one-way street. When is the day that he's going to ignore a red light and get hit by something?
You're talking about this, the man of the people here.
Yeah. What? The man of the middle class, isn't he?
Volunteer radios.
No, David Cameron's an interesting one because like I remember watching his party conference and he was talking about groups in Facebook. And it was just really weird. It was just really surreal watching this politician talking about Facebook and how there's a group called David Cameron is a hottie, and talking about how many members it is. And I was like, this is your conference, this is your argument on why you should become Prime Minister. Yeah. There are groups on Facebook that support you.
These are young Tories who support you.
I'm like, why go for teenagers? They can't even vote.
Yeah. But I think with David Cameron, there's nothing new there because he's always been a bit of a sycophant.
Pin-up.
And saying all that he can just to get people like behind him, like the hugger hoodie. He's done so many terrible things.
Yeah, he once said he completed Super Mario on Game Boy, and that's such a lie.
Never complete Super Mario on Game Boy.
He didn't even follow any trends or fads. Yeah. He just makes people think he's a man of the
people. He started happy slapping.
doesn't work at all.
Apparently, last week he let a camera crew into his house to just follow his whole family for a few days or something because he wanted people to see what a great father he is, which isn't really like most people, is it? He wants to be like most people, just abandon the kids.
One of his sons is disabled, isn't he?
He actually
showed him the caring side as well. So obviously he was milking that as well.
There is an element of using your kid's disability to just gain sympathy votes.
What do we think of politicians in general?
There's no one that I'd vote for at the moment apart from Boris Johnson.
No. Boris Johnson
for king of the world.
God, let's be serious though. He's a joker.
He's a great joker.
He's a good joker. He's not very good, but he's better than Ken Livingstone.
So you'd vote for him because he looks good in the media. It's the media image that has attracted you.
Well, that's what all people. Politicians are all about media. What is a real politician? Do we really know?
The real politicians are the ones we don't know.
Yeah. Boris Johnson is a bumbling idiot, but we love it.
The trouble is in America is all their presidents are all bumbling idiots. You know.
It's true.
That's what we're presented with. Mm. I mean, the whole Bush thing, as incompetent as he may be in different areas, he's not as people present him. He's demonised above and beyond his real sort of incompetences.
Yeah.
He's the most powerful, got the most powerful office in the world. He's going to be attacked big time.
Because if you actually were to look at any footage of him prior to him becoming president when he was like the governor of Texas,
He was the most articulate, sharp. Really? It's since he became president that for some reason.
Well, because every little thing has been
which makes you think it is the media that scrutinised. Yeah,
no, what about Ronald Reagan then?
He was an amazing president.
I never knew him.
He was, but that's towards the end because he actually had dementia.
Yeah, but that was most of his
He did phenomenal things. See, again, another man who probably did more for America than he's given credit for.
Yeah.
But again, demonised.
Yeah. So you think it's a left-wing press is quite powerful?
Well, all sorts of, and the liberal press, and not just other people that just generally didn't like him. Smear's suggestion that someone's a Christian for a start off immediately gets a huge anti build up of
the problem is with Reagan antipathy. Reagan got associated with the very right wing elements in the Christian world who have since fallen from grace, like Jerry Falwell and people like that.
Well, Jerry Falwell hasn't actually fallen from grace, has he?
Died. That was another one. Die? Yeah, he died. He fell from a building.
Well, hopefully, he fell up into grace. Oh,
no. Apparently, the two presidential primaries, Mr. Barack and Lady Clinton, are both atheists.
Lady Clinton.
Right. I read, which is interesting to see how America, if that's going to help them or hinder them, because in some states that will be awesome.
What are they both?
Not non-believers. They're both pretty atheist. And in some states, that's probably the sort of thing you want to publicise. In other states, it's the things you don't.
Well, Alabama's West. I don't know. The majority of people in America, in the world, have got some kind of belief in a God. I think.
But whether they want their president to be a committed evangelical Christian.
It's interesting when Clinton, who was obviously on the left wing and didn't seem to me to be someone from a real strong Christian background.
When he fell from grace, though.
He was taken aside by a group of quite strong Christians, and they actually counselled him afterwards, like Tony Campola, I think Charles Colson, and those they sort of surrounded him and sort of helped him through. But you just wonder whether that is for the publicity's sake, whether he really was inside convicted of his misdemeanors and wanting to sort of repent or whatever.
Yeah, but has he got that much fame from it? Since then,
see a lot of people saw a lot of people in the secular world saw it as a plus that he did it went through all of that.
Yeah,
you know, he's just like us.
Just like us.
You know,
that's true.
And so you know, it's weird what draws people in and against.
But whether he was or not, for me, he always seemed really sharp.
Yeah,
you know, like, yeah. He had a sort of a better brain for me than George W. Bush.
Yeah, but that's what I reckon the government behind like all these people didn't want that. Didn't really want someone strong in charge that they couldn't puppet, you know? Sort of like, they want to have someone that they can really push their own ideas through.
Monica was a plant to tempt him into the...
Now we're getting to the realms of Zeitgeist again. Zeitgeist.
Conspiracy.
Now
Zeitgeist. It's supposed to be out now.
Saffron Planet, making sense of it all.
Paris Hilton's a Buddhist, apparently.
This week, or that was last week?
Paris Hilton is whatever is fashionable at that moment.
She discovered her spiritual side when she was in prison in that flat prison room there. The hotel room prison type thing. Yeah. Said, I've discovered God or whatever.
I discovered the head of the mystical atheism.
Dying is your latest passion.
Well, Paris Hilton has turned to Buddhism in our ongoing campaign to avoid jail.
Wait a minute. That's a year ago.
Paris Hilton is
reformed. Well, I read recently that she's a Buddhist again. So, there we go.
Yeah, it's nice to know.
Are you sure? Wow, I thought Scientology was the fashionable religion to
get into
now.
No, but it's not though, is it? Well, Buddhism or Kabbalah.
Right. Oh, and Kabbalah.
It's been mocked by South Park, so it's no longer cool.
True.
That's the thing. Scouts. Scouts are dirty, apparently.
Filthy.
They all drink, do drugs, and 90% of them would happily cheat on their spouse.
How many scouts had spices? Spouses.
Spouses. Well, not apparently. Apparently 47%
smoke marijuana. Scouts, you don't get married scouts.
That's what I think.
They're,
no,
they're boys.
What 14-year-old has a spouse to cheat on?
No, it's weird because all those who were the originally Christian organisations, the Girl Guides, the Scouts, even Dr. Barnardo's, that was originally Christian, they're all secularised now. They've all sort of been sort of sucked into society and changed their core values, you know, to take in people from other faiths, and, you know, you can get away, they've rebranded themselves, you know. And
yeah. There was a famous story about the atheist that wasn't allowed to become a scout leader. Because it wasn't, they didn't mind what religion you were, you just had to believe in something. There was a big hoop.
Saffron Planet. Making sense of it all.
Well, that's interesting, because atheists do believe in something.
But believe in a supreme being.
Well, atheists do believe in a supreme...
supreme human.
Richard Dawkins, a supreme
human being.
Yeah, well, yeah, they believe in humanity. Which is more than can be said for... it was funny, because last night me and Lou were in the pub, and we were thinking about everybody in the pub, how their beliefs are almost non-existent. So how
we were prejudging these people. We didn't actually
so, I think, because how many people on Earth don't even think about what they believe in? Yeah. Yet, you know, there's me and Louis. Lou believes in God, and you know,
and you're what?
You believe in fact.
You're hovering.
I'm hovering. So a lot of people don't really have a belief.
We all don't think about it.
What do you get when you cross an atheist with a Jehovah's Witness? Someone who knocks at your door for no apparent reason.
What's the difference between a Skoda and a Jehovah's Witness? You can close the door on a Jehovah's Witness.
I did that to sort of draw the conversation towards atheism, not Jehovah's Witnesses.
Now we're stuck with the JWs now.
It's like a bubbling pool of hatred.
I heard one knocking on the door behind us.
We already came.
I think you're just putting up a shelf.
They're knocking again, not you.
Maybe they're trying to dig through into our conversation.
Whenever you
talk about your faith, you'll always have knockers.
That's a... we won't...
We won't go there. Leave that for the humour section.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we think young groups like Scouts and that sort of thing are still modern and useful? Because, like, a lot of the youth groups I've worked with, it's just been, like, table tennis, a television, some CDs, and they just sit around and carry on being scummy. Whereas Scouts, they try and teach you to camp and tie knots and learn.
Well, of course, don't they? It's almost teaching you how to be camp.
Yeah. But, like, do we think the Scouts is sort of out of date nowadays because it's very... very 50s in that, you know, you're going camping, you're sitting around a fire.
I don't know, I think...
I think there could be a new angle on it.
I don't know.
Sheik camp, Scout Sheik.
I don't know. I think there will always be kids...
Say it loud, I'm a scout and I'm proud.
There will always be kids that just want to go out to the woods and camp. I don't know, there's
prisons for people like that.
Kids like that sort of thing, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a... the new thing, kids wanted to go out and do stuff with their hands rather than really playing with Xbox all the time.
I think that's
there's
good
been a whole generation of PlayStation and Game Boy and stuff like that. They're a lot more going outside and trying to climb trees and stuff.
There's nothing wrong with harking back to the days of innocent fun, I think. And the Scouts...
chimney sweeps. Yeah,
I think all kids should go through 2 years of chimney sweeps.
Get a B-tech at college.
I got a special penknife that's got a thing on it for getting Boy Scouts out of horses' hooves.
Really?
Yeah, it's got a special attachment.
I have this image of this kid slapping you, just digging him out, when I found him on the bottom of a horse.
Right, Girl Guide, just to change the subject.
The
promise that the Girl Guide makes. I promise that I will do my best to love my God, to serve the Queen and my country, to help other people, and to keep the guide law.
Wow.
Actually, my God. Well, it's not just God; it's my God. So I presume that's been
quite personal.
The God that they own,
The God of them.
Yeah. Okay.
MySpace.
Now that promise has been expanded. So loving your God has got a sort of subsection. Firstly, looking after the world.
Logic.
Caring for others.
Mm-hmm.
Exploring what your faith teaches and then living by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's whatever faith you've decided on. Sharing your faith with others so that they will understand it. So, obviously, that's been expanded
what
from the original
faith,
thing.
Faith is cannibalism.
Yeah, or Satanism. Satanism.
Yes, sir. Yeah, have you ever considered Satanism? Can I leave you some books?
Just put it down. Hold on, you know how, like, they say, you know... You know how they say stuff like, you know, because of religious laws, we have to let them do what their book says, what their faith says. Does that mean if the Church of England turned around and decided, right, we're just going to kill anyone... And well, if they made it a religious doctrine, would the government have to stick by it?
Well, Jedi Knights is a religion now, because of the old census thing. You can just go around killing some people.
With Jedi swords. Yeah. Well, no, could you just say anything was part of your religious belief, and then the government would just have to let you do it by law?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's that open.
It's a shame.
It's fairly open.
Getting close.
You're still governed by the laws of your country. While they're still...
Until they bring, Sharia law, and then that'll be a whole other can of worms.
You can divorce your wife by a text in Sharia law.
Yeah.
Right. Which is a bit cheaper, 36 beers, but it's £25
Well, that's
how they're
keeping
pounds.
Up with modern technology.
You get a month for £3.
You know, that Paul McCartney, 3 texts, it'll be away.
Get a subscriber or something.
Like. You get a text back, ching, that'll be £25 million, please.
Your balance is minus 20.
Someone my bank account number is...
Okay, I think we've exhausted that subject. Saffron Salad.